Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy GT3 tuning in once again on this wonderful Tuesday afternoon in cloudy, weary, dreary Muncie, Indiana, where the people may suck, but I don't. So, hey, let's get to it. All right, so I was watching this documentary, and you know, I found it pretty interesting. And then afterwards, it got me thinking. It was about space. So you know, I got to think about Elon Musk, who is the current owner of SpaceX. And I was reading through some of his tweets, and he said that when he interviews somebody for a position and they say it's about the process, he automatically shuns away from them. Let me take that back. He said he shuns away from people who say it's about the process because Elon wants results. Well, we've seen what people do to get to their results. They skew data, medicine, drug companies all the time. They literally run hundreds of test trials and they're all fucked. They're terrible. They all fail. And then one of them works. Maybe that one works. And a serial dilution that you could find the minimum inhibitory count that will, you know, subdue your symptoms, right? But then they come with more side effects than your grandma can count on her. Well, she probably couldn't count them because there's so many. So, I mean, if you want to say it's about the results, then you're getting a little bit dangerous. I mean, you're putting people's lives at risk when it's just about the results, as we've seen so many times. My grandfather unfortunately passed away because of results, okay? So when I heard that, when I read that, that struck a nerve. Because the process is so important to anything that you do. I didn't come into college the person I am now. It was a process to get to where I am. It wasn't about the results. It was about how I'm going to get there. I don't see the destination because I'm too far from it. It's about the journey. That's what people say, right? How many tools have you picked up along your process? How many tools have you taken with you to get to your goal? You don't say, you know what, there's multiple people that just want the results, but if you're wanting results, say if you're copying off somebody's homework just to get the results, you didn't put in the work. You didn't put in that process that it takes to get those results. So at the end of the day, you don't know what the fuck is going on and you're screwed. I mean, a lot of people are going to face that reality pretty soon. I don't know any names. I'm not going to say any names, but I mean, it's the reality. If you're just about the results and nothing else, you're not going to retain anything. You're not putting in that work. Your brain remembers pain and suffering, right? If you don't go through that stuff, you're not going to remember how hard it was to get to the equation of what's the equation of this parabola, or, you know, et cetera. I could go on for days about things that I've done that have led me to maybe poor results. But guess what? You learn from your mistakes. Don't be afraid to take that leap of faith. I will never be afraid to take that leap of faith. Even though Elon Musk is at a certain position in his life, I can understand how he's about the results. He's almost halfway through his life. He wants results at this point because throughout the next 50 years of his life, he's going to start deteriorating. Probably won't be able to handle space itself. So yeah, I can see how he could say it's about the results. But for anybody else, no. The process is so important. The process is what makes you. And the process can be what breaks you. But if you work hard enough, you'll eventually get there. We're almost approaching the end of the senior year. And there's just been a lot of thoughts that have been going through my head is, what comes next? What's the next thing? I get asked, what are you doing after college? Where are you going? My first thought is, why are you asking me? What did you want to do when you got out of college? Why aren't you doing it now? Why are you asking me, expecting me to know in such a dynamic world? Our world is shifting every single day. People are dying every single day. I mean, come on, you're going to really ask me? But, you know, I know, of course, but still. So, and a lot of people are worried about, you know, what they're going to do. Take those tools. Take everything you've learned, all the pain, all the struggle, all the triumph, mix it up, and you got yourself. Take those tools. Do not let anybody take what you've learned away from you. Education is so key, and it is very powerful. Like I said, it is about the process. You process and you proceed with your mission. I'll say it again. You process and you proceed with your mission, okay? It's not about getting from point A to point Z because you can easily refer to a friend to get there. No, take it upon yourself. Put in the work and the results will come to you. I leave you guys with that. I'll be coming out with another podcast soon. I love talking to you guys. I love your feedback. yeah, be on the lookout after I find some more inspiration through research and stuff like that. You know, we'll see what I come up with. But thank you guys for tuning in. Once again, it's your boy GT3 live. Now, not about to be live. All right, signing out.